the depreciation schedules are not a requirement to be filed. That is a voluntary filing, but the accounting assessors could request copies of that if they have questions regarding the filing of the personal property. So what would happen is we would ask that the personal property returns still be filed May 1st, especially for existing companies, businesses, and then if they have the depreciation schedules available to provide that to the assessor as soon as possible before July 15th. Because if it's not filed by July 15th, they're going to lose that $10,000 exemption on the personal property value.